a former city administrator and chief of police who pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal on June 18th received his sentence yesterday. A probable cause statement says between January 2014 and December 2017, 48-year-old Kevin Atwood was employed as Glasgow City Administrator and Chief of Police and stole, at a minimum, more than $2,700 from the city by using the city's credit card and cashing a check that he claimed had been approved by the mayor. Atwood also was accused of selling firearms that belonged to the city. Atwood originally was charged with a Class D felony for stealing of $750 or more. However, Atwood entered a guilty plea to a misdemeanor charge of receiving stolen property. Court documents say the judge noted Atwood satisfied restitution and surrendered his post, peace officer standards and training certification. The judge then ordered Atwood to pay a $500 fine and court costs. The court received a payment of $622.50 from Atwood. Multiple subjects who were allegedly involved in a theft were arrested by law enforcement officers in an area county on Tuesday of this week. According to a release from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, at approximately 12:51 p.m., Johnson County deputies were informed of a theft that occurred at JCPenney in Sedalia. They were told multiple subjects entered the store and grabbed armloads of clothing and left in a blue-colored Chevrolet Malibu heading westbound on Highway 50. With the assistance of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, stop sticks were deployed in the 1200 block of Northwest Highway 50, and all five subjects were taken into custody. Approximately $5,000 worth of clothing was recovered from the vehicle. A 21-year-old Sedalia resident was arrested after a pursuit and a reported disturbance yesterday. According to a press release, Sedalia police officers were advised that a subject with active warrants was in a vehicle in the area of West 3rd Street and South Quincy Avenue. Officers located the vehicle on West Main Street and near South Limit Avenue. Officers attempted to conduct a traffic stop, but the suspect failed to yield. A short vehicle pursuit ensued, but was terminated due to public safety concerns. Shortly thereafter, officers were dispatched to the 900 block of Westwood Avenue for a report of a disturbance. The caller stated that it appeared that a male subject was chasing a female into her apartment, and it appeared the male had something in his hand. Officers responded and located the suspect vehicle from the earlier pursuit. The location of David Dotson was discovered. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the Missouri State Highway Patrol assisted the police officers in making entry into an apartment, and Dotson was arrested without further incident. Dotson has an active parole violation warrant and no bond and a Pettis County warrant, and is a suspect in other active cases within Sedalia and Pettis County. The Cooper County Health Center reported a third death in the county related to COVID-19. No identifying information regarding the individual will be released by the health center, except the person died on Saturday, August 22nd, and the center has been conducting contact tracing in this case prior to their death. According to the health center, all three deaths were persons who were over the age of 80 and were at high risk for complications from the virus. To date, there have been 213 positive cases of the virus confirmed in the county, 181 positive cases recovered, and three deaths. There are 29 active cases. Local testing is being done at a number of facilities around the area. The Cooper County Health Center is conducting testing by appointment only. For a list of additional testing locations, you can visit this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. And up by more than 1,500 on Thursday, the total number of positive cases of COVID-19 in the state is nearing 80,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, the total number of positive cases was 79,574, up from 78,062 on Wednesday. The number of COVID-19-related deaths increased by one from 1449 on Wednesday to 1450 on Thursday. However, DHSS does not report how many positive patients have recovered. DHSS says the next update will take place at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. KMMO News Time is 1236. funeral service for 79-year-old Keith Jennings of New Franklin, who died Tuesday, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Emmanuel United Church of Christ in New Franklin, where visitation will be held from 5 to 8 o'clock this evening, and friends may pay their respects beginning at 3 p.m. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Mount Pleasant Cemetery. Howard Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 80-year-old Jack Lane Bassley of Boonville, who died Wednesday, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation begins at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at Pilot Grove City Cemetery. Graveside service for 75-year-old Robert Bob Philip Harrigan of Boonville, who died Tuesday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery. Howard Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 85-year-old Nadine Rothrock of rural Sweet Springs, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Sweet Springs, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. The family of 62-year-old Alan Dale Coleman of Marshall, who died Monday, will hold a celebration of life and barbecue beginning at 4 p.m. tomorrow at Hilltop Shelter House at Indian Foothills Park in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Mass of Christian burial for 88-year-old Mary Lou Behan of Sedalia, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at Sacred Heart Chapel of St. Vincent de Paul Parish, where prayers of the Rosary will be held at 9 a.m., and friends are welcome to come pay their respects until 10:45 a.m. Burial will follow at Calvary Cemetery. The funeral will be live-streamed on the St. Vincent de Paul Facebook page. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.